Hey everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're in part three of The Winds of Change with the question of, well, how do I actually walk through change? And so the question is, has God ever given you a mentor to help you walk through the change that he's brought to your life? So think about that. We will be right back.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. Thank you for tuning in. Mm. And Jen, the past 2 weeks we've been talking about the winds of change and how God uses Holy Spirit to bring about change in people's lives. And in particular, we looked at Acts chapter 11, where Peter saw the vision of the men coming from Joppa. He went to Cornelius's house. The Gentiles received the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And eternal life through Jesus Christ and became Christians. And then Peter had to be that change agent and the catalyst in the church to say, hey, this is from God. We need to accept the Gentiles. It's all cool.
Yeah. And so there's actually a transition now in chapter 11. And we switch from Peter being the main person to Barnabas and Saul being the main people. And yet it's still about the winds of change and the Holy Spirit going before and causing the Gentiles to turn to Christ. And so when we ask the question, like, you know, how do you walk through change? And very often God will give you someone to help you walk through that change. And so in this situation, as Carrie reads it, we want you to listen for who is the mentor that God brings along.
Okay, so Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
The question was, okay, who were the mentors? Because I originally said mentor, but I think there was two mentors for two different reasons, which is interesting because sometimes God brings multiple people along to help us through change. Hmm. So the first mentor was?
Dun, 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 dun. Barnabas.
Yes.
Which is called, he was called Son of Encouragement.
Yes.
Which I really like that they sent the Son of Encouragement because it says that the church was scattered over the persecution of Stephen. So there was it was a tumultuous time for the early church.
Yes.
With, you know, maybe there was some fear associated there. So to send the Son of Encouragement to be like, hey, I'm going to go check this out.
It was good.
He's not going to be a heavy hand.
I know. And it's interesting. So this new work is happening in a Greek-speaking city. Mm. They're Greeks. And the news comes back to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem, having already gone through this with Peter, are like, okay.
They already were ready.
They were ready to receive it. And obviously, Barnabas had been there to receive this news as well, that this is okay, that this is a God thing.
Yeah.
So being a son of encouragement, he can go there and say, yes, you really have received the Holy Spirit. Like, And welcome them into the family.
Yeah.
So it's you are right. Isn't that interesting that was the first person they sent was Barnabas to encourage them to say, you know, welcome. We welcome you into our family to encourage them in the faith, to you know, lovingly come alongside.
Yeah.
And often, you know, we need those mentors in our lives, those people that just say, well done.
Yeah.
Like, cheer you on.
Everybody needs a cheerleader.
Yes.
Who, I wonder if you just want to stop and think, who has been that in your life in certain ways, like whether it's been a coach growing up, or who maybe in the church now is that mentor for you, that voice of encouragement. And I think sometimes mentors play a different role in that they can be a heavy hand and say, what are you doing, and hold you accountable if you're starting to stray off. But that role of encouragement, I think, is so important, Jen, to say the words that need to be said, to build up your spirit, to really get you going off on the right foot.
Yeah, and you're right. Mentors have various roles in our life. And so in this particular case, he comes to affirm, yes, you have experienced the Holy Spirit, because he was sent to check it out. So he's checked it out. So he's affirming, and he's encouraging them in the faith, in an encouraging, we're making a guess here, because we're based on how Barnabas has lived his life to this point. He has been a source of encouragement. He has been a godly man, full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
And it says he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart, they should continue with the Lord.
Yes. So there he is, just encouraging them in the faith. And very often that's, you know, the role of older people in the church, people who have been in the faith a long time, is just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. And because you might be thinking, well, I'm not really a change agent, but you as a person who's been in the faith for a long time can actually come alongside newer people and say, keep going, or like encourage them. And you actually become people who speak truth into others' lives because of the way you go about doing it.
Yeah.
So you might not be the teacher, the convictor, but through the grace of God, you are encouraging that change to keep going.
Yeah. And I just want to speak a word to older adults who may be listening.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're, I don't want to give an age to old.
Older.
Older than me.
Or older to the people that you might be talking to.
There you go. It's all relative.
Because a teenager can be a mentor to a 4 and 5 year old.
Absolutely. That I just want to say to you, it's not too late and your time hasn't passed.
Yes.
And you can still help bring about remarkable change in someone's life by your way of being and spending time with them. And just looking back on my life, I know I've spoken about my mentor Hannah before, who really took me under her wing in high school and through university. And I would come to her with, in my mind, seemingly big problems. And she had life experience to say, this is not a big deal. But she also had wisdom from spending so much time in the Word and with the Lord to say, no, God still has a purpose. Don't worry about it. I remember I was getting frustrated about, I had started some, like a small group in high school, and I was like conflicted about who was coming and having like friend drama and all of these things. And I was like, oh, is this not working out because I did A, B, and C? And Hannah was able to say, take a step back. Like, you're doing okay. Let's pray about it. And it was such a breath of fresh air at that point that she had that perspective and the wisdom just to say, you know, pray about it. Like, God loves you and it's okay.
Yeah. So that encouragement. She was a daughter of encouragement.
Totally.
To carry in that point. And so often when we are adopting change, when something is needing to be changed, God will bring along the encouragement. Keep going. Mm-hmm. You're doing well. Like, just keep it up. So we're going to look at a different type of mentor right after the break. So we'll be back.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for staying with us. Thank you for all of our partners who make this show possible. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click on our partners tab, see how you can support us. We really would appreciate your support. This is this show under the umbrella of Category 5 Network is supported by viewers.
Viewers like you.
We do not get paid. We do this because we really enjoy it and we value talking about what's in here and how it applies to the rest of our lives. And,
yes.
And we're so grateful for the support of Category 5 and Robbie Ferguson and the team who helped make this happen. So thank you.
Thank you so much for
watching. Jen, where are we at?
So we left. The first part of the show looked at a type of mentor who's really encouraging and like, keep it up, like keep going, you're doing well, right? So Barnabas sent from Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was affirming the change that was happening outside of the Jewish faith with regards to Christianity. So they sent Barnabas. But what's interesting is Barnabas realized that they needed more. And isn't that just really cool? Because he doesn't stay in the sense of, well, I have everything that you need to make these changes. He realizes that he needs another mentor, another leader, another teacher to come in and actually teach them what they need to know. So often when change happens, you need multiple people in your life. You need the encourager. Keep it going, right? You need that person. But you also need someone to walk you through the changes, to teach you.
Yeah.
What those changes need. And in verse 25, it says, then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people, and disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
Hmm.
And so he realized that he needed Saul to do the teaching.
Yeah.
Because Saul had been trained, like he had an apologetics mind. He could talk to the Greeks and make the connections between the Jewish faith and teach them why they needed to believe, like all of these reasons why, you know, Jesus was real. Like he had that. And so Barnabas recognized that he actually needed Saul to come in to complete the teaching that these new believers needed.
Yeah.
So like that's realizing, like being in this position, when I was first hired, they said, well, you need to get a mentor. I said, sure, no problem. So for the first year, I had someone as my mentor who specifically taught me about being a lead pastor. What does that look like? How do I do personnel? How do I like
the nitty-gritty, the administration?
Oh yes. And then so that lasted for for a period of time. And then I'm like, okay, well, I need to continue to find mentors. So this year, specifically for this period of time, I have a mentor teaching me about discipleship and small groups, and another mentor who is teaching me about local mission and what does it mean to be missional. And so it's really important that even, you know, because you might be thinking, well, I don't need a teacher, I don't need to learn, I don't need a mentor to walk me through this. And it's like, like even step back, like, Lord, where are some areas in my life that you want me to grow? And then would you provide someone to speak into my life, someone I can have conversations with for the specific purpose of learning so I can grow?
Yeah.
So I can be an influencer in this area. Yeah. And that, if you are a mom or a dad who's at home and you're thinking, well, really? No, like, call up someone who's just a little bit further down the road and say, can you teach me what it, you know, how to be a mom or a dad to a toddler? Like that looks totally different. And to be open to those conversations and being intentional about that, to make the change. Like, and that's so important. As we talk about the winds of change, we need to be willing to be intentional about making the change happen. So we can be hearing, you know, and Barnabas was realizing this. They're willing to hear it, but now they're willing, so we need someone to teach them more.
Yes.
And then they stuck with them. The mentor stuck with them for about a year. And really, when I look at, you know, mentoring someone or someone mentoring me, I look about, you know, that 9 month to a 12 month period of receiving and being intentional about growing in that area.
Yeah, I think that's important. And if you step out of like spiritual discussion, even talk about in like the day to day, there's something called deliberate practice where people move from novice in a certain area, whether it's like a profession or musician,
yes,
and they move to expertise, deliberate practice only happens when you have an expert who's giving you formative feedback. So they're looking at what's going on, and then there's this relationship where they can say, no, you need to tweak this, no, you need to change that. And without someone else who has wisdom and insight speaking into your life, you can't actually move past a certain point, whether that's in like your spiritual life, mm-hmm. or in your professional life or in relationships. I think that's really important. And, you know, the science of teaching and learning would support that we need that deliberate practice.
And then we come back to the very beginning. What kind of change person are you? Because yeah. It's like, if you have the mentorship set up, are you willing to receive what they are saying? Like you said, the changing, the tweaking, and how do you receive those changes? So it's like you start the process all over again. And that's one of the things, like, we're not called just to be the exact same all the way through life. We are called to be holy because I am holy. That's what God says. And that means this continual change that needs to take place. So we, you know, even though I'm a lagger when it comes to being changed, all right. The majority of time, I tend to take a long time to change. I have to be willing. If I really want to see growth in my own life, I need to be willing to receive and to change, to have mentors speak into my life, to vet it through the Holy Spirit, and then to have the courage to go in that direction. And it's just this cycle that happens again and again and again. But we do this because you might be thinking, well, what's the purpose of change? The purpose of change is actually so that we can be sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit to be more like Jesus, so more people come to know him. Hmm. And that is the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
So are we willing to actually show that the Holy Spirit is alive and well in us by being willing to be changed?
That is a great question. And I think God can bring us to that place.
Yes.
So will you pray for us, Jen?
Sure. So, Holy Spirit, thank you that you are the wind of change, and we ask in your name that you would help us to be willing to change, and then to be change agents, and then to sit under mentorship, and then to be willing to change again. Lord, we need your help in all areas to be the people you have called us to be. We don't want to change just because, you know, change is good. We want to change because you are orchestrating it. So, Lord, be with our viewers today. Help them to respond to your Spirit in their lives and the changes they need to make because they want to be closer to you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to see you same time, same place next week on New Every Day.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.